Earth and Sky.
I think we're on the verge of finding out just how many Earth-like plants there are in the universe.
You're listening to astronomer Alan Boss. He's hoping to get more answers about Earth-like planets from NASA's Kepler mission, launched in March of 2009. Boss said Kepler is like a big digital camera attached to a telescope in space.
It will be staring at 100,000 stars in the field of the constellations Cygnus and Lyra for roughly 3.5 years, looking for the periodic dimmings of those stars that are caused by Earth-like plants.
Boss said the universe could be crowded with rocky planets like Earth, some possibly with water and even life.
There are already clear indications that such Earth-like plants are going to be quite common. That is, Earth-like plants probably occur around essentially every solar-type star or very close to that.
Boss bases his hunch on the fact that for nearby sun-like stars, about a third have turned up what are called super-Earths, planets 5 to 10 times more massive than Earth.
We're probably going to find just hordes and hordes of more normal terrestrial Earth-like planets.
As we look up into the night sky, said Boss, nearly every star we see might have an Earth-like world, 100 billion in our galaxy alone. His new book is called The Crowded Universe. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.